Welcome to the 4040 Project. In celebration of KBIA's 40th anniversary, we're visiting 40 communities in and beyond Mid-Missouri. I'm Trevor Harris, and for this week's 4040 installment, we visit Sturgeon. Sturgeon lies about 20 miles north of Columbia and then about 2 miles east of Highway 63. Many of Sturgeon's 800-plus residents outcommute daily to jobs in Columbia, Moberly, and Centralia. The town's economy gets a boost from the Amish community that farms a few miles north of Sturgeon. Lifelong resident David Ritchie owns the hardware store in Sturgeon. He explained how his customer base has changed with time. Here's David Ritchie.
We were in the John Deere business for years, and used to be there was a lot of small farmers in the area. It was just the same way with everywhere. And now we have just a few large farmers. So we have to, our clientele back, 20, 30, 40 years ago was more of a farm oriented. So now it's more, we still had a few farmers around here, but now it's more of to the folks that live here, and we've kind of Sturgeon. It's pretty well a bedroom community with a lot of people working in Columbia and Moberly, and we're sitting right here in a good spot, right between Columbia and Moberly on a 4-lane highway. So we think Sturgeon's in a very good spot.
Memory in a small town is often kept by the town elders. Lucille Blakemore is proud to be the keeper of Sturgeon's memory. At 96, she remembers a time when transportation was by rail and justice was meted out more locally. Here's Sturgeon's Lucille Blakemore.
My folks moved a mile west of here when I was 13 years old. I am one of the reasons that they came here because I wanted to go to high school. It was 9 miles for me to ride a horse, and they didn't think it was proper for put a young lady on a horse and have her ride 9 miles on a horseback to go to school. I rode a train. I had to go to Centralia to get on. It wasn't stopping when I was going to school. And I rode in the train from Centralia to Kansas City on the train when I didn't have transportation to get home. We have the city jail here. And when I moved up here, the staunch, is that what you used to put? Their head, when they prisoners, they put their hands in and put their head in, and a wooden block thing. I seen one of them right up here in this Sturgeon when we first came up here.
The community's younger residents cite Sturgeon's good schools as a reason to stay. The community never turns down a vote for the schools, I was told. With few jobs actually available in this North Boone County community, Sturgeon High School graduates may work in Columbia or Moberly, but they live and play in quiet Sturgeon, and they're very aware of the reasons for living here. Longtime resident Laura Lawson grew up here, and she's raising her family in Sturgeon.
I love it, actually. It's really nice living in a small town, and I know everyone here and, know my children's teachers and kids in their class and their kids' parents, so it's a really nice thing.
As you may imagine, life in a small town is not without the ever-present awareness that people know you and know what you do. On that topic, again, here's hardware store owner David Ritchie.
We don't have to use turn signals here because we know where the person's going to turn in front of us. But that's not true, but that's just a little joke I've used.
Richie's quiet satisfaction with his community was echoed by others with whom I visited on a recent trip to Sturgeon. For the 4040 Project from Sturgeon, Missouri, for KBIA, this is Trevor Harris.